This is a setting the bar story.
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
You know, shooting something off at a wedding, not necessarily uncommon, right?
Sure, yeah,
for sure.
Fireworks can happen.
However, if you can manage to make it through the day without shooting fireworks at a passing helicopter that happens to have the bride and groom in them, then you're doing okay.
Oh, was that an accident? It wasn't on purpose, was it? Was somebody mad about the wedding?
15 years in the making, not mad at the bride and groom per se, but this guy... He was angry because he lives near this 12-acre wedding venue, which includes a helicopter pad in the middle of a large pond. It's common for weddings to end with the chopper kind of whisking the newlyweds away to their honeymoon type of thing, right?
How amazing is that? That is bucket list, right? What a way to exit.
I know, it kind of makes the way my wedding was.
I had to hitch a ride with my friend Krista because the limo left.
Well, I didn't even have a limo. And I had to hitch a ride with my best man, Mike. Anyways, so this guy has beef with this wedding venue, and he's had it for 15 years.
Oh,
apparently,
wow.
It's been known to the authorities. He's angry at maybe the noise.
Well, then move, dude. That's not the only place on planet Earth you can live.
He took things too far. He shot fireworks.
Oh, gosh.
The bride and groom were in and on board the helicopter.
Did it get hit?
Fortunately, he missed.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yep.
Oh, that could have been disastrous. What if he hit the helicopter, caused it to crash, and seriously?
Here's Captain Jay Barker talking about the protest.
We're very familiar with him. They've had several instances where he's caused trouble at previous weddings. Mm. As the helicopter was leaving, one of the residents in that neighborhood shot a mortar into the air that almost struck the helicopter.
Now, he said a mortar. I mean, the story says fireworks, so I don't know what is necessarily right, but nonetheless, not something to do.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
He's lucky he didn't hit the helicopter.
Yeah. Okay.
He could have been charged with murder. I mean, how awful.
Well, he has been arrested.
He should be.
And charged with terroristic threats and acts.
Well, yes.
For sure. So... anyways, setting the bar. There are many ways that you can celebrate a wedding. That is not one of them.
Okay. Well, he wasn't celebrating, clearly.
Nope.
He was protesting.
That's your setting the bar story.